The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today, I have a question from Patrick from Zünden in Germany. He wants to know, what is carbon dioxide? Carbon dioxide, usually just called CO2, is a naturally occurring chemical compound containing carbon and oxygen, which makes up a minute but significant portion of the Earth's atmosphere. It is created when you burn substances that contain carbon, for example, fossil fuels or coal. But it is also an end product of respiration in animals. When you breathe, carbon in your body reacts with oxygen from the air, combining to form carbon dioxide. CO2 can be found in lots of places in everyday life. It's the gas that's pumped into sparkling waters or sodas, for example, where it forms the tiny bubbles that fizz and pop when you open the bottle. Liquid carbon dioxide is also the primary component inside some fire extinguishers because it's a useful substance when it comes to smothering flames. And in its solid state, CO2 forms what is known as dry ice, which is used to cool foodstuffs or the hot motors of Formula One cars. And carbon dioxide plays a decisive role in animal metabolism. Every time we breathe out, we release it into the atmosphere. The process of respiration in our bodies is also often considered burning, although it doesn't involve any flames. We are able to gain the energy we need by using oxygen to break down foods that contain carbon. Sugars, for example. An end product of that process is CO2. Plants, on the other hand, need the gas for the process known as photosynthesis. With the help of energy from the sun, they are able to turn water and CO2 back into sugar and release oxygen in the process. Carbon dioxide is therefore a key substance for life on Earth. But it's also important for another reason. As a greenhouse gas, CO2 is one of the elements of the atmosphere that over the eons helped trap the sun's warmth close to the surface of the planet, an absolutely essential factor in the formation of life. When the sun's rays are reflected from the surface, the greenhouse gases absorb part of their heat, just like the roof of a greenhouse. Without this natural greenhouse effect, the warmth would escape back into the vastness of space, and the Earth would be covered by a thick layer of ice. Our atmosphere effectively retains about half of the warmth that falls on the planet, a pretty impressive proportion. But now, there's a problem. By burning millions of tons of fossil fuels in the last century or so, we've released huge amounts of additional CO2. As a result, the atmosphere is retaining even more warmth, and that in turn is leading to global warming due to an anthropogenic, or man-made, greenhouse effect. So why don't we just learn from the plants and get our energy from photosynthesis? Couldn't we somehow turn carbon dioxide into substances that store energy? That's a good idea, but easier said than done. CO2 is a very low energy compound. That means you have to pour in a lot of energy to break the bonds between the atoms that make it up. Plants make use of a constant and never-ending source of energy, the sun. But we still have to meet most of our power needs with energy-rich substances like fossil fuels. And we're producing even more carbon dioxide in the process. It's a vicious circle, and there's only one way to break it. We have to make less use of natural resources like fossil fuels and release less carbon dioxide into the environment. I'm going to make a start right now.
Well, it's not much, but every little bit helps, right? Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you around next time. Until then, this is Jeff the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.